Okay. What is your name?
My name is Kevin Hackney.
And tell me one thing about yourself.
I'm a teacher at Egg Harbor Township High School, and I like the color blue.
Okay, that's two things.
Sorry.
That's okay. What made you want to become a history teacher?
So when I was in high school, I had a lot of really good teachers. My U.S. History 1 teacher and U.S. History 2 teacher definitely made a difference in my life because they made the subject fun. They made me want to study the subject outside of class. So I knew by the time I graduated high school that I was going to be a history teacher. I even started saving newspaper clippings from famous events when I was in high school because I knew I wanted to use them in my classroom, and I still have them up in my classroom. I actually use them.
Love that. Okay. Is teaching or, like, being involved in, like, history something you've always wanted to do?
Yes. Even from when I was a little kid, I always liked learning about the different presidents. If there was any type of documentary on TV, if it had anything to do with U.S. history, I was usually going to watch it.
What challenges have you faced on your way to where you are now?
Challenges that I faced, let's see. Finding a job was hard because there's so many people with a history degree that when you apply for a job, usually there's like 50 people that are also applying for the same job. So it helped that when I got the job here, my teacher that I student taught with helped me get the interview. And then once I got the interview, I was good.
So like being here, like was it hard to like teach here?
No.
Like,
I taught 1 year at a... not an inner city school, but a school close to Philadelphia, and the school was a lot of students that faced a lot of problems at home, so they were definitely harder to reach and to get interested in the subject than the students that I have encountered here at EHT, and I would say that if I had a chance to work anywhere else, I don't think I would leave EHT because I've really had good experiences here.
What was your favorite memory of our class when I was in your class, like when I was freshman?
My favorite memory, now we're going back a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, I would say my favorite memory was, I don't know, probably the freshman challenge, because everybody gets hyped up.
Yeah.
And, like, even though all my classes are together, it's usually a fun day.
Well, like...
What do you remember the most?
Like, being in your class?
Yeah.
I just remember, like, our warm-ups, and I would always participate, and I would just say really dumb things.
Now, the warm-ups, when I would show different current event videos?
Yes.
Yes.
And half the time, I wouldn't do them, I'd wait for you to say them, but, like,
oh,
like if there were videos, like, I'd do them.
Okay.
So.
So that's what sticks out, the do-nows.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where, like, was Apollo your favorite class?
No.
No?
They were probably, like, top. Apollo was probably top two.
Top two. Oh.
Yeah.
Who was the first?
Aphrodite.
You were an Aphrodite? Bummer. Do you remember what you thought of me as a student?
I remember thinking I thought you were nervous.
Nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the debates?
Yeah, well, the debates, yeah.
That was bad.
And you were always eager to, if I called on you, you'd always try to answer the question, even if you weren't 100% sure of the answer.
Yeah.
And I thought that you... no matter whether there's a test or a DBQ, you always tried your hardest. You always had a good attitude.
Oh, I love that. I was looking at my like DBQs and stuff where you like edit them, and it was all wrong. It was bad.
Well, as a freshman, you're not supposed to be perfect, so that's the reason why you get so much feedback.
Well, so you got my teacher appreciation.
Yes, I
letter.
Did.
Do you still have it?
I still do have it.
You do.
Bye, Hackney. I love you. I have it here. So I keep a binder of the different letters that students give me. If it's not in this one, I have it in another one. I have another folder over there. That's from Matt Albertson. It's from M. I have it in here somewhere. But yes, I do have it. I keep all the stuff in like this little yearbook of stuff.
Do you remember anything that it said?
Yeah, you talked about how I influenced you to want to be a history teacher.
Yes.
When you were at Absagami. Is that where you transferred to when you left?
I was at Mainland.
Mainland, you're right. Well, okay. I knew it was local.
Well, like, they, like, kicked me out of here, and then I came back. You remember that? Like,
well, I don't know why you got kicked out, though.
Because I didn't live here anymore.
But
then they let me finish out
the year. So your residency is why.
Yeah. But then I went to Mainland, and then I came back last year.
Yes.
So that was fun.
And that's where you gave me your letter last year.
Yes. Did you, like, take anything from my letter? Like... other than the fact that...
Well, it's one of those things that when you're having a hard day and you think about the students that you did reach and that you did make an impact on, it keeps you going when you're having that rough day. And it makes you know that it affirms that you're doing the right thing with your career and that what you're doing is important because you can hopefully affect people in a good way.
I love that. I heard that. What challenges do you face now as a teacher and also as an adult?
So as a teacher, the biggest problem that a teacher faces today is the amount of work that goes into collecting data on our students
mm-hmm.
and information about how well they're learning. And a lot of the data that we do collect is never looked at again. So it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of extra legwork for a teacher to come up with assessments, record the data, analyze the data, and then nobody else ever cares to see it again. So the district and the state require us to do all this collection, and then nothing ever appears to happen with it. Because with our curriculum, we don't have time to go back and reteach the stuff that a student may not be successful with when we look at our data.
What about as an adult?
As an adult, paying your bills.
Really?
And having enough money to kind of live the American dream. Have enough money for a house, a car, still go out and try to have some fun, and all that. So that's the biggest problem. And not that teachers don't make decent money. We do make decent money, but just things are expensive.
Yeah, that is true. Do you still have your fun?
Yes.
Do you party?
I don't party, but I do go out with friends.
I bet you party. You definitely party.
No, I'm too old for party.
You're never too old for partying.
Yes.
Nuh-uh. You can be like 80.
I like to sleep by like 11 o'clock.
That's not even that bad. It's not that bad. Is it like... Oh.
Pause.
Okay. Was it like difficult getting to know like all of your students at once?
Yeah. And as the years go on, it gets harder because I've got so many students. So in the school right now, I have taught kids that are in from 12th grade all the way down to 9th grade. So at any time, there's over 400 people that I should know the names to. And to remember every one of them is hard. And a lot of them I don't remember because they might have been quiet in class, never really said a whole lot. So I always feel bad when I don't remember the former students I have that will walk by me in the hallway and I don't recall their name because they didn't really... do anything and say anything in a class, because it does make a difference to your teacher how involved you are in discussions and
mm-hmm.
how much you try to participate, because you stick out then.
Did I participate? Like,
yeah.
Like a good amount or just like
I would say a good amount.
Yeah.
Not a crazy amount, but you participated more than I would say the majority of the class.
Aww. Well, like, I don't know.
And it also helps when you continue to come back as a former student
yeah.
and keep contact.
Yes.
So that's another benefit of remembering a student's name.
Did you remember me when, like,
when I got the
year?
Letter? Yeah. When I remembered you as soon as I got that letter from you. I knew who you were.
Well, like, did you ever, like, think about our class, like, the following year? Like, you're like, oh.
I usually only think about my former year classes and, like, the beginning of the next year when I don't really know my new group and I'm like, oh, I wish the old group was still here.
Yeah.
That's usually what.
Don't you guys, like... Oh, yeah, they're, like, colleges now?
Yeah, so every year Mrs. Jerome and I come up with a different theme for the name. So this year was colleges, some years they're color, some years they're Greek gods, some years they're writers. Like, last year they were writers and, like, famous historians.
Love that. What have you accomplished so far personally and professionally that you're most proud of?
So, professionally, I am most proud of starting my AP class that I teach today. I have grown the class from only having like 10 kids in it every year to having upwards of 25.
Mm-hmm.
It's the class that I'm passionate about and that I never really thought I would ever teach because I never took art history in college. I had to go back and take it once I started teaching the class. I went back to college and took classes for art history,
mm-hmm.
so I knew what I was talking about. So that's what I'm most proud of. And I'm proud of the overall, the amount, how well my students do on that exam.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, what am I most proud of? I'm most proud of that I have been able to buy and own my own home.
How's that been?
Good. I like it. It's expensive, but I like it.
Do you live in like a house or like a condo?
So it's not a condo. It is a house attached to another house.
Like a townhouse?
Kind of, but it's not like a bunch of them in a row. It's just like two and then two and
okay.
then two. Oh, my
so street. You're like your house is well kept? You
yeah.
keep everything? Do you have
yes.
animals?
No, I used to.
Oh.
But she died.
Stop.
2 years ago. Yeah, 2016.
When I was in here?
Yes.
You didn't tell me.
No, that's summer after you left.
Yeah. Stop.
She was 12.
I'm sorry. Don't joke about that.
I got her cremated. She's sitting in a box.
He said
I said, Maggie, play dead. Good girl.
That's
what he used to say.
Listen, you have to be able to joke about things that are hard in life, otherwise you can't get past them.
Well, yeah, it's true, but like, let's say Maggie played dead.
I knew it was Maggie.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered specifically as a teacher, as someone who was relatable to their students,
mm-hmm.
someone that was not hard to talk to, which goes along with relatable, and someone that his students thought cared about them.
Okay. Thinking about future generations, what is some advice or wisdom you would like to share with them?
The biggest piece of advice is you don't have to be the smartest person in the world to get ahead. You just have to try and keep pushing and be a go-getter. Go out there, and if you want to get a job, you got to do everything you can to present yourself in the best light and stand out against everyone else, because I think that one of the biggest problems that the next generation is going to face is finding a job within the middle class. And it's going to require a college degree. It's going to require you standing out past everyone else, because there's now going to be so many people with college degrees. That would be the best advice. Oh, and the other advice I would give is don't go to a faraway college or a private college that's going to charge you so much money and you get hardly any scholarship money. Go to a community college, go to a local state school, and save yourself money. And live at home for as long as you can so you can save money and you don't graduate with $100,000 in student loan debt, which will stop you from buying a car and also buying a house.
You went off. Is that what you did?
Yes, but I was also guided by my parents. So like they very much helped me. Like, here, if you go to ACC, we'll pay for you to go to Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. So I ended up graduating with not a whole lot of student loan debt.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah. I was lucky that they were like, no BS. And they were like, listen, we can pay for this, but you're not living on campus, you're not doing this. And I worked and I had my own apartment.
Yeah.
So I still lived near campus when I went to Rowan, but I paid my own way to have my own apartment.
How was college?
I loved college. Best time of my life.
Did you party?
Party like within reason.
What are you
doing? I joined a fraternity. I was
no way.
Yep. And
Alpha,
they,
Beta, Kappa,
no.
Theta,
Omega.
Delta.
Tau, Kappa, Epsilon.
What is that?
TKE, Teak, we were called. And I have a lot of good friends that I'm still friends with now. Mrs. Doyle, who teaches ceramics downstairs, me and her husband are best friends. We went to college, he was in my fraternity.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And college is a good time, but you have to also take it seriously, because you really are setting yourself up for the next phase of your life. It's
mm-hmm.
unlike high school. High school is preparing you for college, but college is really the place where you are going to either make or break who you become in order to get the job that you want to be to live the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
in the way that you want to live your life.
Was it like, so you, what did you major in? Because like,
I majored in two things. So I have two degrees.
Okay.
One in history and the other one in education.
Okay. So in order for me to become a history teacher, that's what I have
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, the way it's set up now, if you go to Stockton or you go to Rowan, you will get two bachelor's degrees when you graduate.
Now,
sense. A lot of the ways, though, in most of these schools, your advisor will say, take this class this semester, and it'll take you, though, 5 years to finish instead
yeah.
of 4 years.
But, like, overall, like, college was, like, not, like, easy, but it wasn't.
It's definitely manageable. And
yeah.
I think that, I mean, I went to a public school, I went to Absogami, and I felt relatively prepared for college. I think EHT, talking to students that I had that went to college, they feel prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, I would say, is as you go through high school, do try to push yourself into honors and AP classes, because they really will set you apart in terms of really feeling prepared for that college level.
Yeah,
even if it's only one AP class, whether it's psych or AP history, art history, just take one, just so you can see that this is what the expectations are, this is the level of work I need to do, and that will hopefully prepare you.
Is there anything else you want to say or ask or anything?
No, is there anything you want to ask? Anything else?
I don't think so. It's been fun.
Good. I'm glad this all worked out.
Yes. If I don't get a good grade, I'll be very upset.
You'll get a good grade.
Okay. I'm going to end it, though. Say bye.
Goodbye.